You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When the pandemic hit back in March, businesses suffered, and all those people who were going to start new jobs or internships were suddenly left hanging. However, Boise State's College of Business and Economics saw an opportunity there. They're matching students with local nonprofits and small businesses for internships that are supported by some really generous grant funding. So now, students who were left without work are getting that real-world experience, and local organizations, typically who are unable to pay interns, are actually getting that much-needed support. And back in October, I had the opportunity to talk with Brianne Logenberg, a student interning at the Red Cross of Idaho in Montana, along with Laura Cupi, the Director of Career Services for the College of Business and Economics at Boise State.
So the program first, I want to comment that it was graciously funded by one of the College of Business and Economics Advisory Council members, Dave Wally. Without him, this would not be possible. And the program was designed, as you mentioned, to help small businesses and nonprofits who've been affected by COVID, as well as to help students who have lost internship opportunities. Given the current economic climate, many students are unable to find internships. So with this program, we're able to create those opportunities as well as help those small businesses and nonprofits affected by COVID.
And so, Laura, if I'm reading this right, there are about 20 organizations that are actually accepting interns from Boise State. So I'm curious about how the organizations got involved. Like, did you need to reach out to them? How did that work?
Yeah. At the beginning, we partnered with the Idaho Small Business Development Center, as well as the Idaho Nonprofit Center, to gain a better understanding of the greatest needs in the community and recognize how we could help. And then those who are interested reached out to me or were connected with me, and I worked directly with them to identify an opportunity and then assisted them in creating a job posting that then my team and I shared the posting and assisted them with recruiting students.
So, Brianne, I mean, as we mentioned in the beginning of this, so many internships were canceled when COVID hit. Now, you're currently interning with the Red Cross of Idaho and Montana, as I mentioned. I'm curious, can you talk a little bit about how it's been getting an internship? I mean, in particular during these times, but at a place like the Red Cross as well.
Absolutely. So I was very eager to get an internship this summer and very excited. So I was doing all the work, all the cover letters and whatnot. So when it came out that most businesses did have to cancel for their well-being and what they could afford due to the climate, it was a little devastating because I prepared so much and that was my time to get the internship. So when I saw this opportunity and Laura brought it to my attention, I was so excited and I didn't know all the amazing things that Red Cross did for the community and disaster and service armed forces. So having the opportunity to get some real world experience along with being paid is so incredible, because without this opportunity, I don't know what I'd be doing today.
So Laura, you had mentioned, I mean, how this was funded by Dave Wally, and I mean, you just couldn't have, you know, been able to do this and have students being paid for these internships. Can you talk about the importance of students getting paid for their work? I mean, because, you know, back in the day, I mean, an internship was unpaid, but that almost makes it impossible to do an internship these days.
Yes. You know, as you mentioned, internships are really important and they lead to personal and professional growth. But paid internships offer students the opportunity to prepare for the future and have these experiences without having to sacrifice financial security. And as many people know, Boise State is a very non-traditional school, or we have a lot of non-traditional students, rather. So that's really important.
Brianne, what was the significance for you with this program that it was offered funding? I mean, because I'm curious to know if you would have been able to take this internship if it had not been a paid internship.
I don't believe I would have, because I would have had to find another job that would support me during college for all the bills and the expenses that come with living by yourself. But I think for the real world experience, you need those hours in the office to actually be beneficial in learning. So without being paid, I wouldn't be able to do as much work as I am able to do now, because I'm able to support myself financially along with having that time in the office, for sure.
Well, and as you mentioned, I mean, both Brian and Laura, I mean, Laura, these internships for a lot of students can really lead to that jumping off point for your career. I mean, I think back, you know, to my internship many moons ago, it really was the launching point to get me my first job out of college.
Yes, and we encourage students to get internships, to build their resumes, and to gain experiences that lead them to maybe their desired career path, or maybe turn them in the opposite direction and learn about maybe something they don't want to do, which is still valuable.
Yeah, that's still really valuable. Yeah. So you have funding for about 20 internships, right, Laura?
22 total.
And can you give some examples of maybe some of the local businesses and nonprofits that you're working with? I mean, we know, of course, the Red Cross of Idaho. Brianne's got her internship there.
We are working with several, but Boise Bicycle Project, Red Cross, Girls on the Run, Boise Rock School, Boise Cakery, and the ARC, among a few others. And I should mention that students are helping with various projects at these nonprofits and organizations, anything from marketing strategy, HR, accounting assistance, project management, and so on.
Will you be able to continue this program, Laura, or is this just kind of a one-time funded program?
It is currently a one-time funded program. I believe there's a real need and desire to continue the program because many nonprofits and small businesses don't have the funding to support an intern. And as I mentioned, internships are so important because they're really providing, personal and professional growth to our students. But right now, one time.
And Brianne, you're a senior this year at Boise State University. I'm curious what you're studying and what do you think you will do after you graduate?
Great question. I am studying marketing. So I have the world at my fingertips. I feel like I would love to work for a local marketing agency or firm in graphic design, video production, or marketing strategy. So right now I'm the fundraising strategist at Red Cross. And so I'm learning how to research and find real world statistics that really help a company directly. So that may not be what I want to do for the rest of my life, but it's taught me a lot about the community and how to research effectively.
And what do you think is the biggest takeaway from your internship with the Red Cross, Brianne, when you are now looking to transition into a career?
That's a great question. There's honestly so many. The big part is to never overlook the nonprofits. They do so much. And so to always, whatever you can do, time, money, just volunteering is so important. So that's a big takeaway that I've taken from the internship, but professionally, always handling each situation independently. So when I get a task, I make sure I put all my attention to that task and complete it fully before moving on to the next, because it's valuable work. And sometimes you may get excited about something else, but the work may not be done at that point. And so just staying focused and very organized has been very important for my time at Red Cross.
And that was my October interview with Boise State student Brianne Lobenberg, who is part of the Bronco Core program, as well as Director of Career Services for the College of Business and Economics, Laura Cupy. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters and turning to us to get the information and news that you need. We really do appreciate you being a part of Idaho Matters, but also a part of Boise State Public Radio. And a huge thank you also to my entire team, to our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright, our production assistant, Molly Wampler. Our general manager is Tom Michael, and our programming director is Paul Stribling. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. And you know what? If you have a question for us or a comment or maybe an idea for the show, make sure you download our new app. And then you can use the Talk to Us feature. And literally, you talk to us. You send us a radio quality voicemail. And we might just use it on the air. We might even contact you for that segment idea if you have something like that. I hope all of you have a wonderful weekend, a great holiday week. Please stay safe. Please, please do the right thing. Make the right choices so we can all get through this. Truly appreciate all of you. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Friday. I'm taking next week off, so I will see you back here in about a week. Take care.